I thought it would be close at the game last night. I had no inkling that Oklahoma City would win that game.
Okay. If you, well, you are a betting man. Dell, you are not a betting man, but if you were, who do you think wins the series as of right now?
I still like Golden State. I mean, not as much. Oklahoma City's playing with a lot of confidence, dude.
Yeah.
Down 13 at the half, they came out, and Russell Westbrook, and I tweeted this last night, I said, Durant, he shot like crap, and they still won. What happens when he shoots well?
It's going to be scary. But what happens if Curry starts catching fire in the fourth quarter? He had a few moments. He had some, Curry shots, but Curry disappeared in the last 5 minutes.
Well, disappeared. They didn't give him the ball.
Yeah.
Draymond Green, what are you thinking about with about a minute and a half left just going to the hole on a shot that you had absolutely no chance of making?
Mm-hmm.
What are you thinking about? You got Steph Curry on your team. Now, I do know this, and I've heard so many guys and so many people, putting up quick shots. Well, look at them. One pass and they're shooting. Tim Legler today. Well, I know that's how they play. No, but that's how they play.
That's
how they play.
Agreed.
You know what? You can't stop. I mean, this is why we love that team, is because they play fast and they throw up unbelievable shots where you're going, no. Oh, well, those no didn't go last night.
Dude, when Westbrook is hitting that mid-range jumper, I don't even care about his three-point shooting. If that goes, that's a bonus. But when Westbrook is hitting that mid-range elbow jumper,
yeah,
I mean, he's unstoppable because you can't play him off the dribble. You can't get too close to him. He'll stutter step you and just pull up. It's incredible to watch a guy that fast pull up that fast and still drain that jumper. It's incredible. And that's why that debate about Curry or Westbrook, that's why I keep bringing it up. If you had to take one guy, man, it's still, to me,
He got him back in there. There's no question about that.
It's one
Curry
game.
Curry or Westbrook, I'm still going Curry.
You're still going Curry.
I'm still going Curry. And I'm still going LeBron over Curry.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, LeBron even came out and said that Curry had the best year.
But that doesn't make him the most valuable player.
Yeah. And I agree with that.
That's right. That's not unfair.
That's a fair assessment.
Yeah.
But last night was a fun game one.
Yeah.
I'll say this right now. How about this one? Westbrook or Durant versus Thompson Curry? Which backcourt would you rather have? Once again, I know it's just one game, but based on what Westbrook and Durant have done so far in the playoffs?
Well, I don't know that that's a fair comparison. Westbrook, Durant,
mm-hmm.
or Curry, Thompson?
Yeah. Why isn't that fair? You got two.
Durant's more a small forward,
but he's still a guard in my opinion.
Yeah, he's a forward.
Okay, fine, he's a forward.
Yeah.
But which two players would you rather take?
Oh, which two players would I rather have? Probably those two. Probably Westbrook and Durant, because Durant is. Although Klay Thompson was unbelievable in the first half.
He was.
And it just didn't fall. If it doesn't fall for him, then they're in, or Steph. If they don't fall, and we've watched now for 2 years, it's been consistent. They've been falling. This is not over by any means.
By no means is it over. Okay,
but
their shots are going to eventually fall in the fourth quarter. But the reason I'm bringing this up is you're having a hard time picking. A lot of people have a hard time picking. The debate will go back and forth. So it's no surprise that when you have two really good players on both sides. I mean, top 10 guys. Thompson's on like 15 to 20, maybe. You got guys in the top 20. Three of those four are in the top 10. It's no surprise that this is going to be a close series and that they're going to give them a tough fight.
John and Raheel with Dell are on ESPN 97.5.